Call the Blind Man Hunter Douglas Gallery in Champaign today or visit CUBlindMan.com.
At Prospect Bank, we build lifelong relationships, one customer at a time. Hi, I'm Angela Carr, and I'm eager to help you secure your next business opportunity. As a commercial lending professional, I'll work with you, and together, we will build the business of your dreams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On ESPN News.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
The sunrise is shedding light on a lot of hurricane damage. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The winds were strong enough to rip off roofs and topple trees across the Florida panhandle.
Fox's Ray Bogan in hard-hit Apalachicola, which had been under curfew until dawn.
Yesterday, if we were standing here at about 11 o'clock in the morning, we would be in chest-high water. Now all that's left is kind of this gooey mud. It's about an inch thick.
And Michael was the most powerful hurricane to hit the U.S. since Andrew in 1992. It also did damage in Alabama and Georgia. Fox's Evan Brown's tracking the now ex-hurricane live from Miami.
Yeah, Dave, tropical storm Michael is now moving over South Carolina, still packing winds of 50 or so miles an hour. That's fast enough to rip up a roof, and there's also now storm surge watches for North Carolina's Outer Banks. More than 650,000 power outages are reported between Florida, Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina. In the worst off parts of Florida, it could take days for the lights to come back on. Two deaths are now reported, including a child killed when debris struck a mobile home, Dave.
Yeah, President Trump offered prayers to storm victims, plans to soon visit.
Tremendous wind damage, tremendous. A lot of things are blown over. Hopefully not houses with people in them.
He also told Fox last night the Fed is to blame for that big stock market sell-off with interest rate hikes.
They're raising interest rates, and it's ridiculous.
It could be another drop today. Futures are down big the morning after the Dow's 831-point plunge. Markets also falling overseas. Later today, the president will have lunch with Kanye West. The musician has faced a lot of criticism for being a Trump supporter. A wild first ride into space for American astronaut Nick Hague. Right after launch, early this morning,
Moscow reported an issue with a booster that led into a ballistic descent mode for the Soyuz capsule.
NASA's Brandy Dean. So Hague and a Russian cosmonaut had to plunge back to Earth, but they made an emergency landing safely. This is Fox News.
To experience relief from muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This non-greasy foam is proven to relieve muscle cramps fast and reduce muscle soreness. TheraWorks Relief can also prevent muscle cramps before they start, so you can get a full night's sleep without having to worry about muscle cramps. TheraWorks Relief only takes minutes to apply, absorbs quickly, and it works. TheraWorks Relief is a life-changing product, and you don't even need a prescription. Get TheraWorks Relief today in the pain relief aisle at Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens pharmacies, or TheraWorksRelief.com.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
President Trump took more shots at Democrats last night in yet another rally.
President Trump began last night's rally in Erie, Pennsylvania, with a message for everyone affected by Hurricane Michael.
All of Pennsylvania, all of America sends its unwavering love and support.
The president then turning attention to November, telling supporters every vote counts to keep the GOP in power.
On November 6th, you can vote to reject the Democrats' shameful conduct by electing Republican House, and really, we need it badly. We need these votes, a Republican Senate.
The president hits the road again Friday for a rally in Ohio. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
A New York man behind bars accused of plotting to blow himself up in Washington on Election Day in the National Mall. Peter Rosenfeld's facing numerous charges. Authorities did find a bomb in his home in Topan, a small town near New York City. Further upstate, there was also an arrest. The man who operates that limo company that was involved in the fatal crash over the weekend. 20 people were killed when the limo smashed into an SUV, and the driver was among those killed. The limo had failed an inspection. The driver did not have the proper license. Might be time to stock up on forever stamps before they cost more.
The Postal Service wants to raise the
the cost of a first-class stamp by 5 cents, bringing it to 55 cents total. If approved by regulators, the increase would be the biggest we've seen since 1991. The service claims to be bleeding money because of a drop in the amount of mail it carries. The increase request comes after President Trump blasted the Postal Service for losing a fortune by not charging higher shipping rates for Amazon.com and other online retailers.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. The service has seen some gains in package deliveries, but they've had high pension and health care costs. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News.
Good morning, ESPN 93.5 with local news at Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them in their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Governor Bruce Rauner's office has informed Urbana Park District that the Anita Purves Nature Center's Friendship Grove Nature Playscape has won the Governor's Hometown Award for Environmental Stewardship. The Urbana Park District will get the award at a special ceremony in Springfield, November 15th. The Nature Playscape opened in April of last year. If the U.S. Postal Service gets its way, you'll be paying another nickel for a stamp. The Postal Service on Wednesday proposed raising the price of 1 ounce letters from 50 cents to 55 cents. The Board of Governors made that request. The Postal Regulatory Commission will still have to approve it. The price increase comes at a time as the Postal Service continues to lose money. The USPS sent in a news release. The governors believe these new rates will keep the Postal Service competitive while providing the agency with needed revenue. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
The spirit of competition, you see it all over Central Illinois. People who take pride in giving it their best because the local sports scene gives us a chance to excel, just like homeownership. Hi, I'm Justin Gensler with the 217 Mortgage Team at IMB, and we understand what it takes to be the best and to be part of the community. That's why we're happy to be there for you every day, making your life better in your next home. We strive to be the best. So if you're looking to purchase your first home or your 10th home, call the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Well, as predicted, it got colder around here. We're going to check the latest on Hurricane Michael in just a moment. Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village of the Crossing in Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com.
Up to 53 with partly sunny conditions by this afternoon. Down to 34 this evening. Could see some patchy frost coming into Friday morning. High 48 tomorrow. 60% chance to showers later in the day, low 35 in the evening. Areas of frost coming into Saturday with a high 54 expected, down to 41 in the evening, 56 on Sunday with partly cloudy conditions. Right now we're at 47. It's overcast. ESPN 93.5.
Last night, State Farm Center, Doobies, how were they?
It was awesome.
Was it really good? Sounded good?
It was, especially at the end when they brought out all the classics. Everybody was singing along and standing up and having fun in my section.
What'd they do to the... What did they do at the beginning? Aren't they all classics?
Well, they had a couple of three-song sets of their new material.
Okay, thank you, but we really aren't here to hear that. Tom Johnston's 70. He's our founder. All right, good. They look good. Good.
That's right.
All right, awesome. As the Doobies, OJs are in town Saturday night. Lyle Lovett tonight at the Virginia.
That's right.
Is he a kind of a country guy now, right?
Yeah, bluesish. Yeah. And Robert Earl Keen definitely on the bluesish side. That starts at 7:30 this evening at the Virginia. I remember the chapter when Lyle Lovett was married to Julia Roberts.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Everybody's going, what?
Yeah, exactly. You're going, boy, his personality must be amazing.
Exactly.
All right, we do have a mega giveaway here. We'll do it in about 15 minutes. I'll give you 4 tickets to the Illinois-Purdue homecoming game, which has a feel of a little more excitement and hot-ish.
Uh-huh.
Usually StubHub Illinois home games are $6.
Okay.
21 is the lowest right now.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's a little value.
Okay, then.
So we'll do 4 tickets to Illinois-Purdue and 2 tickets to the OJs. 2 more fell in my lap for Saturday night. So if you have the energy and the stamina to go 2:30 football, 7 o'clock Virginia, then you get $300 and some bucks.
is what the tickets are valued at if you add them all up. All right, Hurricane Michael.
Tropical Storm Michael has steadily weakened overnight, now with sustained winds of 50 miles per hour. Michael is accelerating northeastward with the center crossing into South Carolina. Not only will these winds cause more tree and tree limbs to fall with power outages today, but there's also isolated tornadoes expected across coastal sections of the Carolinas and Virginia. Tropical storm warnings remain in effect for southeastern Georgia, much of the Carolinas. Additional rainfall of 3 to 6 inches also possible with isolated higher totals over the Carolinas. Heavy rain will spread northward across the east coast to coastal New England. Flood watches are posted along much of the East Coast. Michael will continue weakening and move off the East Coast into the Atlantic and out to sea late tonight and early Friday. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Evan Brown, Fox News. He's in Florida. It's in South Florida, Miami. Have you seen a hurricane move quite this quickly? And, I mean, it was just blowing through, wasn't it?
Certainly was. And that might have been the saving grace, that it moved forward so quickly, because it didn't linger, it didn't dump a lot of rain on the same area. It just tore up with its wind and put underwater with its storm surge. So the fast moving motion is something that is probably helpful to, if that's even the right word in this, for a good swath of the Florida Panhandle. It's just really utter destruction on the scale of a Katrina or an Andrew, will take a very long time for these communities to come back. We just hope that people heeded the evacuation warnings and got out. As first responders and survey crews go through every area later today, as I'm sure they will, they might find out who stayed and who didn't stay.
All right, so really heavy destruction. Pictures will come in big time today, but for the most part, the fact that the thing stayed at 140 or 50 miles over land, it was just unusual. Just this, usually
sure,
dissipates quickly.
Even made it into central Georgia, I think, still as a major hurricane,
which is
unheard of. And now as a tropical storm, it's finally into South Carolina, but it still is a tropical storm running all over that land. I mean, that just goes to show how intense it was. That means, South Carolina is now getting pelted with wind of about 50 miles an hour, which is still enough to knock down power poles and tear up a roof and all that stuff. And even more so interesting, North Carolina's Outer Banks have a storm surge watch, because as this storm makes its way over the Carolinas and leaves into the Atlantic Ocean, it's going away from the Carolinas eventually, in the open ocean, it's still going to generate a storm surge.
Yeah. Well, all right. We'll continue to track 2 dead at this point, including an 11-year-old girl. Trees fell on the house, I guess. So we'll continue our thoughts and prayers. Everybody involved, going to be a real cleanup. Evan Brown, you missed a hurricane, bub. Thanks. Thanks for you. Always a pleasure. Thank you. From Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News. Okay, keep our eyes on it. But again, they just blew in, blew through. There's surges coming, all of that stuff. Well, I had a turkey club at Houlihan's.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
I'll be there for lunch. Can I stay off the steak wedge? Probably not.
Well, and I like the lettuce leaves that has the Thai chicken and peanut sauce. Oh, so good.
Well, you know how all summer we do patio play at Houlihan's restaurant? How about live in the lounge?
I love that idea.
So we'll be there for lunch, but not dinner.
After 6:30 is when the music begins inside Houlihan's.
And today is, I don't even know, October 11. Tom Cortese.
Okay.
Tom, C-O-R-T-E-S-E, will be live in the lounge.
Yeah, typically it's a solo act or a couple people.
Would Sam book me? Because live in the lounge.
Feeling.
Nothing more than, hey, where are you from?
Feelings.
Ah.
A little Bill Murray style. Yeah. Hey. Saturday Night Live.
Trying to forget Houlihan's Restaurant. It's at 1st Street, St. Mary's Road.
Did that almost too well, Stevie.
I could get the fluffy tux thing.
Well, you could still bang out the Sunrise Sunset. You used to sing on stage at Unity as Tevye.
Right.
And at numerous weddings.
There you go. So I'm qualified. Nothing more than that. Feelings.
So there you go, Sam. If you ever get a cancellation, just text Stevie J.
Hey, where are you from? trying to forget Tamaya.
I'm sure Tom Cortese is.
He'll be much, much better.
Exactly.
Live in the lounge tonight, Houlihan's Restaurant. See you at lunch, Sam, right there at St. Mary's and First Street, the best property downstate at Houlihan's Eye Hotel.
I met my college there, a college student there for lunch
there
last week. So it's a great place to meet people because you can hear each other.
Oh, yeah.
I looked across the way, saw our athletic director, Josh Whitman, in the corner.
He's there a lot.
Yep.
A lot of good places for meetings. It's Houlihan's Eye Hotel Conference Center in Champaign. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines quarter after 7.
So I mentioned when I came in off mic about our Illinois football player who was suspended for a while, Bennett Williams, but now dismissed.
Yeah, you know what? You got to follow the rules. I have no idea who the kid is. I don't know what he did, but I know he was suspended to start the year after he comes off in like an All-American freshman team year. 64 tackles last year, 3 interceptions. He could have helped us, but got to get your life in order. And if Lovey says goodnight, goodbye after a 3-game suspension and you still do something,
yeah,
good luck to you.
All righty. We also have Illinois soccer playing Purdue at 7 o'clock tonight in case you want to bundle up and come on out. Yeah, we've got fall weather now, and I don't think that'll play much into the 2:30 kickoff against Purdue on Saturday because we've got a high 54 with sunshine expected, low 41, more clouds in the evening, but still looking okay. What I wonder is about the Friday night and the 30% chance of showers and when that will occur because we have that parade at 6 o'clock around campus.
Yeah, we do. Homecoming parade. Mm-hmm. We'll have the Honda BMW vehicle as I drive Miss Illinois Grace Kachaturian. We'll have the Oskies with your driving the ESPN van.
Uh-huh.
So we'll be
so
in
wave
there.
Wave at me in case you're in campus town after 6. Is it playing for the cannon when we play the Boilermakers?
It's some sort of a cannon.
Okay.
Yeah.
So very good. As far as local sports, Parkland's volleyball team is a top seed in Region 24 now after beating Illinois Central College. Their record is 38-2. So way to go, Cobras. We also have preseason NBA to talk about. Bulls beat the Pacers 104-89. Blues will host Calgary tonight. Also, NFL Thursday night action as the Philadelphia Eagles in New York to take on the Giants. We also have a Big Ten golfer, Giovanni Taddeo, who was great at South Bend on the course. So that's why he's Big Ten Golfer of the Week.
Well, Mike just continues to plug in superstars. This kid's been around, but now he's got to take over for some of the Dylan Myers of the world.
I see. He's a junior.
Yeah, he's coming up. And again, it's an amazing program we have at the University of Illinois in golf. Unbelievable.
We've got Illinois tickets to give away soon. I just wanted to hit Unity is at Rantoul to take on the Eagles. And I forgot my sheet, Stevie. Oh. But I know that we have a couple of sponsors saying go Eagles on this round.
Yeah, we do indeed.
Pretty cool to have some folks in the financial world that have been supporting in Rantoul, especially some businesses in downtown Rantoul there at the very bottom of the page there.
It's the J.T. Walker's High School Football Showcase, and again, it's brought to you by our wonderful sponsors, Country Financial Agent Jesse DeHaan, also Parkland College, Tapman's Towing, Prospect Bank, ABC Heating and Air, Roof Doctors, Tammy and Randy say thank you for putting them in the finals of the People's Choice Award in the News Gazette. Carl Sports Medicine, Minuteman Press, Moomaw Trucking, Country Financial Agent Keith Garrett in Tolono, and Mike Paul Red Graham. He's a CPA guy preparing tax returns for over 50 years. And looking for your new path to financial freedom, it's Michael Daughtry at Community Plus Federal Credit Union in Rantoul. As they say, go Eagles.
Yes, and a go Rockets from CU Under Construction. Building better together, all sizes of projects. Just go to CUUnderConstruction.com.
All right, if you'd like to win 4 tickets to the Illini and Purdue for free, if you'd like to, on top of that, have some sort of a stamina boost and go to the OJs that night, we'll have 4 tickets to the game, 2 tickets to the OJs. If you'll just stand there right
there. That's a pretty nice price package.
It's $300. No, it's 300 and something.
Wow.
Yeah. No, we don't goof around.
Okay.
Stand by to text in at 359-2255. Stand by. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Starting out overcast, definitely a fall feel to today's forecast. High 53, low 34. Could see some patchy frost coming into Friday morning. Areas of frost expected also into Saturday morning. Friday's high only 48, down to 35. Chance of showers coming in late afternoon. Saturday, we expect a high of 54, down to 41. 56 on Sunday, then another chance of showers. Right now, the temperature is at 47 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland, who I served with on jury duty. Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Okay, we'll check your Fox Business Minute. Be right back. Chance to win next. It's 720.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks tumbled yesterday and futures are sharply lower this morning, indicating there could be more selling. Yesterday's sell-off followed a spike in interest rates. Technology stocks led the selling with concerns tariffs will impact their Chinese-made products. However, Scott Shelley of TJM Europe says, remember, the economy is strong.
It's okay for the stock market to go lower. It's allowed to do that, right? We all act shocked when it finally does. However, 4.2% growth, 3.7% unemployment rate. There are some still good reasons out there to think that this U.S. economy is just kind of taking stock, no pun intended, and taking a breather here before we can get some our feet underneath us.
Walgreens Boots Alliance, the drugstore company, is reporting a strong quarter, though Wall Street was hoping for stronger sales. The Dow dropped 831 yesterday. NASDAQ lost 315. S&P down 94. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here or here
or here.
One of the nation's best savings rates, opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
With the change of seasons approaching, you need to check your tires. CarX Tire and Auto has been serving customers for over 40 years and is your Central Illinois tire leader. Your local CarX has the right tires for your vehicle, offering major brands like Goodyear, Kelly, Michelin, and Yokohama. And CarX offers tires at competitive prices, expert installation, and the best guarantees in the business. Shop tires online at CarX.com by using our online tire tool. See your CarX man today.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Well, we've talked a little bit about gang violence in Champaign. The fact that it can't be possible, but it's true. Police are reporting in the News Gazette this morning two groups are behind the violence. 89 shootings in our communities this year.
Wow.
89. And you know what's a shame? And I'm not blaming anybody except the situation. Is that the big six-team high school basketball tournament at Champaign Central High School has been canceled. Can't take the chance. Shoot. Where do we live? I mean, it's just so sad. I'm not blaming Unit 4. I'm not blaming the Champaign police. I guess I'm just blaming what has evolved into too much gun violence in Champaign. But that's what's happened.
Do we say it's because of our neighbors up north?
Well, you can blame Chicago all you want, but, I mean, it's the fact of the matter is it's here, and we can't stop it, apparently. It's the same thing, except it's mini. It's not like Chicago, but, you know, they'll have hundreds of shootings a month up there. Anyway, and then you see, you know, Donald Trump befriending Kanye West, and you know what the media says about Kanye now. He's mentally something.
Okay.
He's not stable. Ugh, he lost his card. Unbelievable. Maybe Kanye can help some of the inner cities.
Yeah.
He's got the president's ear. That could be pretty valuable.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he's got to be totally, totally discredited on all fronts because he has the audacity to be standing next to that man, that racist president. It's terrible. Kanye is trying to do something effective. He and Jim Brown are going to be at the White House for lunch today. And they want to talk about Chicago violence. Thank you for somebody talking about it.
Yes. You can't just look away and think it's going to just go away on its own.
Champaign-Urbana, we got our own issues. And I know everybody's trying, but the fact of the matter is we're losing. When you cancel a six-team high school basketball tournament at Champaign Central High School, what does it say about our town?
Wow.
All right. Thank you. I feel better. 725, you can text in, 359-2255.
Well, and a trending story about our teenagers in the area has been Urbana and how their disciplinary action has been working or not working, and is the staff on board. And the last couple of years, they've been trying to tweak things. And, you know, Don Owen has been saying, we've been trying to get something going here and have more communication so that they hear if there's a fight coming, that the students can reach out to some of the teachers and let them know ahead of time and feel safe in doing so. But it just seems like things aren't working as far as some of these solutions to problems.
So we're worried about Don Owen's communication and how many really understand the disciplinary issues at Urbana High School. What about algebra? That's like down here, right? It's things have just, if you think about it, it's just not getting any better. It's just a challenge. And what in the heck is a teacher supposed to do when the kid has no home life and you're supposed to be a psychologist too? I mean, what are you going to do? You have to remove disruptions and then they get in trouble for suspending people. I mean, I don't know.
Well, and some of the strike issues that we've been hearing about.
The Air Force on the cusp. They've got a federal mediator in for Champaign Schools.
I know that.
And they were there. They were out on Columbus Day. Or I'm not supposed to say Columbus anymore. Anyway, they were out on Columbus Day protesting.
That's right. And in the news report I saw on TV, they were saying some of the kindergarten students, 28 in the class. Wow.
It's a lot.
That is a lot of five-year-olds. A lot on a teacher.
It's too much. You know, the ideal number is going to be 20 to 24.
It is.
24 to 28 if something happens at that number that's something different. But 20 to 24 I think is ideal. But again, pay for it. How are you doing that?
Right.
You know, you have a budget. You don't have enough. You can't have more teachers apparently because you're out of space perhaps, or you're just out of money. Okay, it's 728. Feel free to comment on anything. 359-2255.
I have got a comment that says, Illini OJs with a smiley face.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Let's do it. Let's just go with the OJs easier. Text me 359-2255. Eddie, the lead singer. Was it Eddie LeVert?
Yeah.
He's 76.
Is that right?
So let's go to the 76 text.
Okay.
I mean, that's amazing. Golly, that's amazing. Good for them.
Uh-huh.
OJs say they... If he says, if I get my rest, I still sound pretty darn good.
Time to get down at the Virginia Theater Saturday night.
Here we go now. Right now. Right now. 359-2255. Text in OJ. I'll give you 4 tickets. Illinois-Purdue kickoff 2:30. And then, because you're an amazing person with a lot of stamina, you'll go right over to the Virginia and enjoy the OJs. 359-2255, OJ, for all the tickets I got here this morning, $300 and some the value. Good luck to you. Here we go. 76 text in. Anybody?
Oh, yeah. We're halfway there.
Oh, wow.
The girl was so right for me. She's my girl.
Newsweek podcast at ESPNCU.com. Can I hear myself on the radio?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. Later
ESPNCU.com.
Exactly.
Diane C., queen of podcasting. We'll get a winner next. It's Thursday, October 11, ESPN 93.5, 729.
Houlihan's is now offering Sunday brunch from 9 to 2. Enjoy some of Houlihan's favorites in addition to new brunch items such as stuffed French toast, buttermilk pancakes, Southwest skillet, house-made quiche, avocado toast, and mushroom spinach and goat cheese omelets. Have Sunday brunch outdoors with a mimosa or Bloody Mary in hand and great company at Houlihan's on their beautiful, secluded patio. Can't make it to brunch? Meet a friend or coworker, part of the iHotel and Conference Center at 1st and St. Mary. Check out Houlihan's on their Facebook page.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? You may qualify for the Fresh Start program. Civic Tax Relief can give you free information on how the program works. Their professionals have over 25 years of experience negotiating with the IRS. They know the proper steps to save you the most amount of money. They will negotiate your tax debt and protect you from bank levies or wage garnishments. Call for your free Fresh Start information now. 800-955-8408. That's 800-955-8408. 800-955-8408.
News. I'm Lillian Wu.
We're going to make it go fast.
The president talking recovery as Tropical Storm Michael makes its way toward the Carolinas after ripping apart some Florida beach towns along the panhandle, leaving two people dead, including a child. Officials just now getting a good look at the destruction, but many civilians being told to stay away.
They're probably holding people out because of down power lines, and we have to make sure that the lines aren't charged.
FEMA Administrator Brock Long. President Trump has said he will visit hurricane victims this afternoon. He's grabbing a bite with Kanye West at the White House, telling Fox and Friends.
You look at Evander Holyfield, you look at Herschel Walker. I have so many athletes and stars that are supporting me.
And stock futures in the red, down several hundred points the morning after the Dow sank more than 800 points. This is Fox News.
Local news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Classic Plumbing, honest, affordable, and professional, with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Police say they think gang retaliation is behind increased shootings in the area. WCIA said so far this year there have been 89 shootings in and near Champaign and Urbana. Champaign officials said last night most of the shootings are not random and are the result of targeted gang retaliation. Governor Bruce Rauner's office has informed Urbana Park District that the Anita Purves Nature Center's Friendship Grove Nature Playscape has won the Governor's Hometown Award for Environmental Stewardship. The Urbana Park District will get the award at a special ceremony in Springfield, November 15th. Illinois is now reporting cases of a rare polio-like illness in children. The State Department of Public Health is investigating 9 recent cases of acute flaccid myelitis, also called AFM. The illness affects a person's nervous system, including the spinal cord. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, Classic Plumbing.
This David.
This is David.
You win.
Thank you.
Retired from Kraft.
Retired from Kraft Foods. Yes.
I love your macaroni, man. I love it, man. I love you, man.
They still make it there, so.
I know it. I love you, man. David, you win 4 tickets, Illinois Purdue football, and then because you're so in shape, you're going to the OJs of the Virginia. Also that night, wow.
Sounds good.
You remember the OJs, huh?
Yep.
All right. Can we beat Purdue, by the way?
I hope so. We just got to keep running the ball.
No kidding. Boy, this is the second best running football team in Illinois in 100 years.
Okay.
Got to go back to J.C. Caroline, man. David, yeah. You win. Enjoy, my friend. Thank you for
you
listening.
You know, David, you're going golfing in at Iron Horse in Tuscola?
Yes, I am.
Nice. And he has a group of guys he meets every Thursday morning, and they pop around to different courses.
Well, David goes out on the first tee, plays the tips, and hits it over the lake. That's how far
there
he hits the thing.
There you go.
No, that's probably not going to happen today.
Enjoy, buddy. Thanks for listening.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. David Kroon of Savoy wins the whole ball of wax.
That's great.
ESPN 93.5. Let's jump to our weather forecast. Cool as we expected, Diane.
Mm-hmm. High 53, partly cloudy, down to 34 this evening. And then we have some patchy frost that could happen after 5 a.m. coming into Friday. The showers are likely. Let me see what it says here. After 1. So the parade is at 6 on Friday. Now, we'll just have to watch, and, you know, they'll have it rain or shine as long as there's no lightning. Down to around 35 on Friday night. Saturday's high with sunshine, 54. Down to around 41 in the evening. Partly cloudy on Sunday, high 56. Then another chance of showers that carries into Monday. Right now, the temperatures are 47, a little overcast and breezy. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, okay. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, working on a convertible. Hopefully, you'll be driving one of those with Grace tomorrow night at the homecoming parade, as Miss Illinois will be in that. It's always fun. It's dark. It's usually chilly, and proximity to people is like 2 feet.
It is, depending on where you're, especially over by the alma mater.
Yeah, right. Like alma mater is like a gauntlet. It's like, hey, let me just shake your hand. Since you're right here.
That's right.
Anyway, it's awesome. Ben Quattrone over Honda BMW, award-winning dealer. And that's going on today, waiting for you, because they've got the Hondas, they've got the Beamers. I say you can eat off the BMW showroom floor, which you can. It's that darn clean. And they also, as an award-winning dealership, means they're top 10% dealership for Honda in the United States of America. That's really good. So go find out what all the buzz is about. Off of Neil at Burwash, it's drivechampagne.com. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. They're also doing the Savoy Fest.
Yes.
That's coming up on Sunday. We have all kinds of messages going on this week about that. But it's Sunday afternoon. It's over at TripTech, which is the brewery. And it's right near Honda BMW. And you can enjoy noon to 6. They got all kinds of things for kids. And it's the big Savoy Fall Fest. And that's going on Sunday afternoon over there. If you are interested and you've got time, that's a fun deal. And Honda BMW, one of the sponsors of that as well. Okay, it's 7:37 in Champaign-Urbana. It is Thursday morning. It is October 11. If you have any thoughts, any time, you're always welcome to text in 359-2255. It's Thursday.
John Decker. John Decker. John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, live from the White House. This is 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It's our ace reporter, John Decker, the only lawyer slash journalist in the press room, asking Sarah Huckabee Sanders questions. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning to you, Stevie. Hope you're having a good week. I'm well. How are you doing today?
I'm just fine, trying to keep up with all the news. I said Kanye West has been pretty much deemed mentally ill now that he knows Donald Trump. It's crazy. Crazy.
Well, this is a much-anticipated lunch that has kept the White House buzzing today, because Kanye is going to be here to have lunch with the president. And it's a lunch. It's one of those rare events where it's being covered by Fox News and CNN and MSNBC and, of course, TMZ. One of those rare lunches that has gotten the attention of the entertainment world and, of course, the political press as well.
Well, I'm surprised you're not invited in that thing, because you're so highly regarded. It would have been really nice to be a fly on the wall in that room.
I agree with you. I don't know where my invitation went. I wasn't invited to this lunch. And the president says that Jim Brown will also be attending. I don't know if he'll be attending the lunch, but he's going to be accompanying Kanye West to the White House. Jim Brown, of course, the NFL Hall of Fame running back, who is an activist right now and has been for most of his professional life after retiring from football. But, it's going to be interesting. The White House says the two will discuss prison reform, how to prevent gang violence, and what can be done to reduce violence in Kanye West's hometown of Chicago.
Man, oh, man. What's wrong with all of those discussions? It's just I don't know if it's gotten worse where we have to line up because I'm black, I'm standing here, and you're white, you got to be over there. I don't get it. It seems to be more divided like that. It's crazy.
Well, look, it is unfortunate, you know, that politics is something that divides people so much, you know, so that if you are a supporter of the president, that you're seen in a certain way and you're criticized for supporting the president's policies. You know, we see this sometimes with actors in Hollywood, and we see this now with Kanye West, who has been criticized for his support of the president.
Alex Azar, I've never had a cabinet secretary on, and he's going to join us after 8 this morning.
Okay.
He's Health and Human Services about this thing signed Patient Right to Know Drug Prices Act.
Right.
It was yesterday.
And that's right.
I presume that's a good thing for me?
Well, it could be. Under this particular, actually it's two bills the president signed yesterday. They're both aimed at lowering drug prices. And the way that they hope to do that is by promoting greater disclosure in drug pricing. One thing that I thought was interesting in the two bills the president signed is this. Under the new legislation, pharmacists will be allowed, although they're not required, to tell patients about lower cost options. So it's unfortunate they're not being required to do so, being allowed to do so. I don't know what the impetus is for pharmacists other than just, you know, reaching out to customers that frequent their pharmacy on a regular basis and trying to help people out.
Lastly, John Decker, live from the White House. Shouldn't we turn down rhetoric? I'm getting a little nervous about get in their face. Eric Holder saying when they go high, we kick them.
Right.
When they go low, we kick them, I think was the quote.
Right.
I mean, can't we dial down? Is that getting buzz in Washington?
Well, you know, look, he and other Democrats, and he's contemplating a run for president in 2020 against President Trump and trying to win over the Democratic base. The base, as you know, has moved leftward in the Democratic Party. And so the language that appeals to those on the left, the progressives in the party, is the language that Eric Holder is using, not the language that, for instance, Michelle Obama used during the convention where, you know, referencing what you just said, she says, when they go low, we go high.
Right.
And so I think you're going to see more of this, you know, in terms of Democrats competing for the nomination in 2020, trying to move further and further to the left and trying to amp up the rhetoric against President Trump because they feel that's the way that they can win over voters in the Democratic Party and ultimately win the Democratic Party's nomination.
Where's the Democratic centrist? Where do they belong?
That's a really good question. You know, the party of Bill Clinton, you know, centrist moderate.
Yeah.
It's gone. I think that's one of the reasons why Hillary Clinton got such a strong challenge from Bernie Sanders when she ran for the nomination. You know, I think that if the rules were a little different as it relates to the superdelegate, she may have lost the nomination to Bernie Sanders. So she was lucky in that regard. Obviously, she lost the general election, but it's going to be really interesting to watch. I think we're going to see more than a dozen Democrats competing for the Democratic nomination in 2020.
So if I go to the window and say, here's $100, I would put what Democrat going against Donald Trump?
Boy, yeah,
that's a long shot there. Who could it be? If he go Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders, I think the country's going to say that's just too far left.
I just don't think that for the Democratic Party to have a strong challenge against President Trump right now, it makes sense for them to have someone from the East or West Coast. And that rules out both Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. It also rules out on the West Coast, Kamala Harris, who is a senator from California. I think you got to really look to the middle of the country. That's where the 2016 election was won, Wisconsin and Ohio. Those are the states that I think in the Midwest that matter the most in terms of trying to win the presidency in 2020.
Yeah, the left won't like that. They want to go left, so I don't know.
That's right.
It's going to be something. John Decker, you are the man. I really always appreciate your insights. You're one of the most valued journalists in Washington. We appreciate you always.
Thank you, Stevie. Thanks for having me on your show. Have a great day today and tomorrow. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk next week.
That's John Decker live at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, my friend. 744 is a good guy and very well respected. Gets called on all the time. at the press briefings and has been mentioned several times by Sarah Huckabee Sanders that he is the only lawyer slash journalist in the room. 744, ESPN 93.5, some sports. And we do have the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar.
I think it'd be great. Think of some questions, 359-2255.
Yep. I don't think, and I've talked to a lot of folks over the years, I don't think I've ever had a cabinet secretary on.
Okay.
And I think he's pretty good buds with Brett Kavanaugh. In fact, I think Brett Kavanaugh took a spot that he left as a clerk for some federal judge. And I believe they go way back. Anyway, Alex Azar, Patient Right to Know Drug Prices Act, and the fact that a pharmacist can now say, hey, you know, you can get this for $10, not $110. They don't have to, but they now can offer it, which is you just got to find a friendly pharmacist that wants to talk to you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're there. So a lot of them out there.
We did the contest with the OJs and the Illini and some of the texts that were coming in at 359-2255 to chime in about our conversation about violence and our education there in our community. I missed. Unit 4 high schools also have a shortage of special education teachers. The two high schools are short by 9 special ed teachers.
They're that many special ed teachers?
This is one of the
And Unit 4 has over 9?
So
in the old days, I thought there were 1 or 2.
Right.
9? They're short 9?
That's what the text says. Of course, I don't have any confirmation on this.
All
and,
right.
And I know because I have a son who's has some special needs also that there are different aids and things like that that help him into different classrooms. Maybe it's something like that.
The key to a whole lot of our issues is education. Informed. Engaged electorate. And again, there are a whole bunch of folks who don't know much going on about anything except what they see on their smartphone. So education is, I'm all for teachers. I'm all for helping them. I don't think they get paid near enough. I've said it many times over the years. I would remove tenure and I would double their money. So people would want to go into the profession and not say, I'm just a teacher. What more value is there than shaping the future of the country? I'm all about teachers. I don't like the tenure because I know there are a few.
People who burn out.
Yeah, they get tired.
Just kind of go through the motions.
And people know who you are.
Towards the end,
yeah,
anyway,
and it's hard, but I would I'd just jack it up. And I don't know where you get the money, but I'm just saying. They should be more valued. So I'm totally on the teacher's side on stuff. But, man, is it hard when you do not have home life and the best part of the kids' day is 8 to 3 when there's structure. How do you reach all that when they've got nothing? And it's not the fault of the kid.
Right. Well, thanks for chiming in at 359-2255.
Welcome
on
to
ESPN
Text In. Yeah. Okay, quick sports. We'll do that next.
Hi.
All right, sports headlines. There's not a ton going on except that homecoming game Saturday afternoon where the Illini will get over the hump and beat a team that maybe we're not supposed to.
I think I've been to an Illinois-Purdue game at Memorial Stadium before, and I've seen that cannon. It's pretty big, right?
Well, then we want that. I want that.
Let's get that.
Let's go.
But right now, the over-under is 10 points.
That's a spread, would be what they say. It's 10 and a half-ish.
This came up at the Doobie Brothers show yesterday. I sounded so knowledgeable.
Well, that's why I'm here to help,
okay,
just in
thank
case.
Thank you, Stevie. So also, Illinois and Purdue in soccer tonight at 7 o'clock. If you'd like to come on out, I'd like to congratulate Parkland's volleyball team. They are in the top seed in the Region 24 tournament after beating Illinois Central College yesterday, 38-2 on the season. Plus, we had Giovanni Taddeotto. His great work at South Bend has him as the Big Ten Golfer of the Week. 54-hole score of 201, a new career low for the junior. 17 birdies and an eagle.
That's pretty dang good in
54
holes.
It is.
Yeah.
St. Louis Blues in Calgary tonight. NFL action has Philadelphia and New York to take on the Giants.
Put your trust in an organization whose roots run deep. That'd be Busey. For more than 150 years, their family of financial services has served the growing needs of the farmers. And they do understand farming. Small farms, large commercial farms, agribusinesses. With a full range of products and services, Busey can meet your unique needs. They don't just claim to be financially strong. Busey's strengths in their numbers, more than 90,000 acres under their management. That's a bunch. 13-member Ag Services team, more than 150 years of combined experience. Put your trust in the experienced team at Busey for your ag services, farm management, and agricultural needs. Call 800-67-BUSEY or visit Busey.com to maximize the yield on your investment. Busey, your dream, our promise, member FDIC. I'm thinking a lot about Chemical Maintenance, Inc. lately because of the flu stuff. That's going to start up. You just watch. It's not going to take long. Well, they've got things at Chemical Maintenance, Inc. with Betsy and Brad Parks. They're locally owned and operated. 46 years of combined experience in all this stuff. But ask about the Checkmate system and electrostatic sprayer. And what it'll do is they put out these fully charged droplets. And when they hit the surface, they create an even spread, and it'll kill all those nasty germs. And, of course, you keep your hands washed and keep your hands out of your mouth and all these things. But if you get the Checkmate system and electrostatic sprayer, bam, it'll help. Check them out. Number one electrostatic cleaning tool today, and they've got them at CMI on Bloomington Road in Champaign. 359-6262, 359-6262. Visit CMIClean.com. Ask Betsy or Brad just how good a darn worker I was when I worked for him during Hard Working Man. Say, was Stevie J very good? And I'm sure they'll rave all about me. That's probably not true, but you can ask. And we are going to be announcing who wins this tailgating. We had we had this contest. We're going to be announcing the El Toro winner. So stand by. We'll get that name to you. Where somebody's going to win this tailgate for 10 for Saturday's game. That's from El Toro, including tacos, rice, beans, salsa, margaritas. So we'll announce that here shortly. Stand nice. By. All right, we have Eric on the phone from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. How are you, Eric?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm fine. It's 47 degrees. So
right. We should start revving up our furnaces, don't you think, Eric?
Everything was quiet at my house. No air, no heat. It was nice sleeping. It was really kind of a nice break from Ameren this morning. Mm-hmm. So
sure, big switch in a hurry, wasn't it?
Why is it important to check furnaces?
Steve, it's important to safety, one thing, make sure everything's safe and operational, and two, to get everything cleaned and checked ahead of time, hopefully it'll prevent a breakdown when we get to that 20-degree below weather outside and keep you nice and comfortable all season long.
Kind of like changing oil, your car, that kind of thing.
It really is. You wouldn't drive your car, 20,000 miles without changing the oil. Yeah. It's the same thing on your furnace. It sure is.
That's it.
And if you're in the comfort club, you can save some money that way, can't you, Eric?
Absolutely. We have three different levels of the comfort club on plumbing and heating and cooling, and would love to show you those options.
Okay, Eric, how do people get hold of Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing?
You can call our office at 355-5512, or we're at landsinc.com.
Is Shannon the normal answerer now, or?
Shannon, Sarah, Melissa, okay. We got a great team here in the office, and we would love to hear from you.
Standing by.
I love it.
Eric, hey, tell Troy I say yo.
I will do it.
Thank you. Eric at Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
LanceInc.com.
Okay, so we are going to announce a name. We're going to go get that name because we have a winner, ladies and gentlemen.
And
we
thank
do
you for those who entered to win
have
from
a winner.
El Toro.
Hundreds of people wanted that. And I'll give you a little tip. We're going to have another shot at that coming up.
Okay.
So it's not the first time.
At another home game in the future.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you already filled that out and you don't win this time, they'll have you do it again here in a few weeks.
Let me just brag on ESPNCU.com. Not only can you get the podcast, you can also keep informed with community events happening in the area. I know next hour we're talking about this play that's coming up at Soto Theater called The Good News, and that should be fun to see in downtown Champaign Friday through Sunday.
Yes, I think that's right. And it's about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I think we need a Billy Graham revival in our country.
Yeah, we do.
I think we need a tent set up and Billy Graham revival type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
So 111 South Walnut Street, 7 o'clock, both Friday and Saturday night, 3 o'clock matinee, Saturday and Sunday, CHM Bible Theater Productions is putting this on.
We'll give you a few more details on that coming up. Okay, the Cabinet Secretary for Donald Trump is Alex Azar, Secretary of Health and Human Services. A little bit about prescription drug costs. And what was signed yesterday. I believe Alex lives in Indianapolis.
Okay.
But he is a cabinet secretary, so how would you live in Indianapolis? Just go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Permanent home in Indy. You wouldn't move to Washington as a cabinet secretary because you might not be there very long.
That's right.
So you just kind of commute, I guess. Anyway, pretty cool. We'll talk to Alex Azar. And you're always welcome to text in 359-2255, 359-2255. Anything on the program we say, any thoughts out there, we're happy to hear from you. That's the same as our phone line, 2-359-2255. All right. Be right back. Going to do the Fox News. It is Thursday morning. This is October 11, 2 days away from an Illini football win, as we'll upset Purdue and get over the hump and really create some bowl talk around here, which would be stunning.
That's right.
7:55.
They're Illini.